In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, mercifully to hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of sin, defend us from all evil. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The reading from Luther's Catechism, the first article of the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Therefore, this article, if we really believed it, would humble and terrify us. For we sin daily with our eyes, ears, hands, body, and soul, money and property, and everything that we have. Those especially are guilty of doing this who still oppose the Word of God. Christians, however, have the advantage of at least recognizing their obligation to serve and obey God in response to all of His kindness. We should therefore daily work at this article and impress it upon ourselves. We should remind ourselves of it by means of everything good that we see or experience. And every time we escape from distress or danger, we should realize that this is a gift and an act of God. He does all this for us so that we may look into His fatherly heart and sense how boundlessly His love He loves us. That would warm our hearts, setting them like a glow with the thankfulness toward God and with the will to use all these good things to His praise and glory. Such, very briefly, is the sense of this article. It is as much as ordinary people at first need to learn concerning what they have or what they have received from God and what they owe Him in return. It offers a splendid insight, but more than that, a precious treasure. In it, we see how the Father has given Himself to us together with everything of His making and how He most richly provides us in this life, quite apart from all the other inexpressible eternal blessings showered on us through His Son and His Holy Spirit, as we shall hear so far. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah 1. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am only a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. And be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and also to plant. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, and so I fight not as one that beats the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in that cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they all drank the same spiritual rock. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his field. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went about the sixth and the ninth hour and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why are you standing here all the day idle? And they said unto him, Because no one has hired us. And then he said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. And when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call all the laborers together, and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received only a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and you have made them equal with us, who have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not thou agree with me for a penny? Take what is yours and go your way, and I will give unto the last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Many are called, but very few are chosen. So far the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sin, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 496. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. My sermon is based on this morning's gospel, so please be seated. With this Sunday, we enter the pre-Lenten season. We begin to make our way up to Jerusalem and see God's own Son, our Savior, in his death and finally in his resurrection. And we shall steadily rise to the heights of Jerusalem, to Calvary's hill. And we'll finally witness God's Son. He's suffering our torments. He's giving his life into death so that we would live forever. And then after his death, of course, we shall view him in his resurrected glory as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is indeed a very holy season, a season that shows us that holy redemption is not by our works, but by grace alone. Eternal life is God's gift, as shown in this morning's gospel. Only God has earned salvation. Salvation is a gift of God's grace. In this morning's gospel, Jesus illustrates the truth that salvation is a gift of divine grace that is given to all regardless of the hours that they have labored or no matter how long one has been a Christian. The gift is the same whether one has been in the kingdom all of their life or only a small part of it. It makes no difference whether we are called when we're children or late in life. The same gift is ours by grace, eternal life, peace, and glory in heaven. All received by faith the gift of eternal life in Christ as God's free gift. As we begin to climb Calvary, we must have one basic thought: that redemption, eternal life, is earned by Christ on that cross. It's a gift of God's unfathomable grace, and how grateful we must be that God sent his only Son into this world to earn eternal life for us. Now, this truth, that salvation is by God's grace, is really the central doctrine of Holy Scripture, and also the center, if you will, of our most holy faith. And how clearly the Scriptures explain divine grace. I think we all know these Bible passages. St. Paul affirms it in Ephesians 2, when he says, "By grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works. So don't brag about it." St. Paul writes to Timothy, "God hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, not by what we do, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began." All religions except the Christian faith teach salvation by works. This morning's gospel shows us that there are those who murmured over the price of grace. They thought that they should have received more because they were in the kingdom longer than others. They cannot comprehend, they cannot even begin to understand God's divine grace. God's Son himself earned that salvation for the entire world. He took away the sins of the world by his suffering and death in our place. You see, once again, salvation is not earned by us, but by God himself. Jesus Christ, the God-man, perfectly fulfilled for us the holy will and the holy law of God. God himself suffered the torments of the damned in our place. He offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He died for our sins. Christ died in our place. He redeemed us with his holy precious blood, the blood of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. No matter who you are, no matter what you have done, for Christ's sake, he gives us eternal life through faith in him. Therefore, Let's not be satisfied with only a head worship, if you will, or lip service. Let's not be content by devoting him maybe an hour on Sunday, and maybe not. Rather, behold him in his indescribable agonies on Calvary, his body and soul tortured, the punishments that we should have suffered, dying the penalty of our sins. And as we begin to understand the matchless mercy of our Savior that he has showed us, we should fall down and cry out to him, I love you, Lord Jesus, more than anything else in the entire world. And then strengthened by the vision of the cross on which our Savior shed his cleansing blood, we should not be hot today and cool tomorrow. With the Spirit's help, we build our faith not on the shifting sands or the feelings or emotions, but on the Son of God, the rock of ages, where we can stand unmoved, whether we are in pain or in prosperity, whether we are suffering or whether we are secure. And in his grace, God has been calling people throughout the ages. In the life of individuals, God calls at various times. At times, God may call, but his call is always centered in Christ and his gospel. He offers to all the forgiveness of sins which Christ has earned for us by his obedience and by his death. And with this gospel, God expects us, the saved, to call the unsaved in the marketplaces of our souls. This message of eternal life by grace, we must always be the central message of our faith. We are not saved by what we do or who we are. We are saved totally through faith in Christ and what he has done. Why stand ye here all day idle? Go ye also into that vineyard. And may God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Since our offering has been received, let us sing the first two stanzas of We Give Thee But Thine Own. Communicants, but I think all of us have personal prayers that we need to extend to the altar of God. So let's just take a moment to extend our private personal prayers, and then we'll get into the prayer for communicants. We pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This too is often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Drink ale, take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for all of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you. take and eat. This is the true body of Christ, the very body that was hanging on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you. give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Nice to see everybody out. Beautiful Minnesota morning. Here they giggle. I don't have anything. David has a couple of things to share with you.
This will be the start of our joint worship. And the next one will be at Iron Hill at 9 o'clock next Sunday. They have the crying room and the organ room for extra seating. So there should be a receipt. Then also the contribution statements are in your mailboxes. Be sure to pick those up. And then the first joint worship will be here on the 14th at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Now, just keep in mind that now when we have joint services, both members from both congregations can come together. So, unless the epidemic gets worse, who knows? Does anybody have anything other than what has been said? Okay, God bless. Go in peace. Amen.